Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nachyomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Samech. Nations attacking one tiny country on multiple fronts, every nation's nightmare. As we conclude the section of Sefer Tehillim, where David is sharing lessons learned from some of the more challenging times in his life, including the incident with Bathsheba and the death of his son, David recounts one of the most difficult battles that he fought, where he led the troops in the north against Aram and sent Yoav to fight against Edom in the southeast. The Mizmor has an interesting title. It is Lamanatzeach al Shushan Edut, Michtam leDavid leLamid. Lamanatzeach, to the conductor. We have seen this direction in the last 10 Mizmorim. Al Shushan Edut, on a pshat, simple level, meaning it could refer to the type of musical instrument that was used to accompany the Mizmor. On a deeper level, we can look at the words of Rosh Hirsch that the term is used in other Mizmorim which deal with severe tests of suffering. Why use the image of a thorned rose? When a rose is surrounded by thorns, it will be injured by the wind regardless of the direction from which the storm will come. The only way a rose can protect itself in a storm is by standing straight and upright. Continues Rav Hirsch, the rose is like B'nai Israel in the midst of suffering through a storm. The only way it can preserve itself, that B'nai Israel can save herself, is by remaining firm and standing straight and looking upright to God. The thorn in this mizmor has its root in Edut, the testimony of God's law. This idea fits the theme of the mizmor and is what David wants to convey in the michtam, something to be recorded for later. So far we have Elamanatzeach, Al Shushan Edut, Michtam leDavid, leLamed, in order to teach. What is the message that David wants to convey? When Bnei Israel don't listen to Hashem, when they forsake the Torah, Hashem will show a Yad Kasha, a hard hand, and as a result, David is fighting a harsh battle. A battle on two fronts against two enemies. Each one, in his own right, would be hard to overcome. The two-fronted battle that could have been disastrous was a watershed moment for David, and his ultimate victory against both nations, Aram and Edom, designated his kingdom as a regional power and one that couldn't be messed with. People bring him tribute. Toi, the king of Hamat, made peace. The borders of Israel were expanded to the most that they ever were, and a real peace was established. A peace that lasted through David's lifetime and through most of his son Shlomo's as well. Lamanatzeach al Shushan Edut, Michtam leDavid leLamed. For the lead player on a Shushan Edut, a David Michtam to teach. We mentioned in Mizmor Nun Vav that a Michtam, according to Rav Hirsch, is a memorial, a tenant to be recorded for times to come for himself and by which, in this case, leLamed, he will teach others. Pasuk bet, Behatzotot Aram Naharaim, Vetaram Tsova, Vayashav Yoav, Vayachet Edom Begeh Melech, Shneim Asar Aleph. When he clashed with Aram Naharaim and Aram Tsova, and Yoav came back and struck down 12,000 men of Edom in the Valley of Salt. Pasuk Gimel, Elokim Zenachtanu, Feratztanu, Anafta Teshovev Lanu. God, you have abandoned us, breached us, you were incensed, restore us to life. Before the final victory, during the first stage of the battle, the picture wasn't so pretty. This is the first time that David had been defeated in war, and we will see the theme that Hashem had abandoned Bnei Israel that will shift in Pasuk Zion to a prayer, and then in Pasuk Chet to the response of Hashem. Note also the shift from first person plural, which we see in this Pasuk, to first person singular that we will see in Pasuk Vav. Hirashta Eretz Pitzamta Refa Shevareachimata. You made the land quake. You cracked it. Heal its shards, for it has toppled. This refers to the reaction of Bnei Israel when they heard that David grew weak. It was like an earthquake hit them. Hirita Amcha Kasha Hishkitanu Yain Tareila. You salted your people with harsh drink. You made us drink poison wine. Ibn Ezra notes that you, Hashem, made the people see a hard sight. It was as if we drank the wine that had us staggering. Pasuk Vav. Natata l'reacha nes litnoses mipnei koshet sela. You once gave to those who fear you a banner for rallying because of the truth, sela. The Targum explicitly refers to Avraham in its translation. You gave those who fear you, you Hashem gave them a sign to be lifted up because of the honesty, because of the koshet of Avraham. What is the sign? The Tesed Hashem is given so that people will understand why Hashem, you, have granted favors to Bnei Israel. We'll return to this pasuk shortly. Pasuk Zion, Leman yechaltzun yedidecha, hoshia yemincha va'aneni, so that your friends be set free, rescue with your right hand and answer us. The Alkut Shimoni says that David is speaking to Hashem. Whenever Bnei Israel don't have the zchut of their own, apply the zchut that they have from Avraham, from Yitzchak, and from Yaakov, and help them. And do for Bnei Israel because of your Yad Yamin. Why should God save us with his right hand, his Yad Yamin? Because, again from Yalkut Shimoni, when Bnei Israel are enslaved, it is as if the right hand of Hashem is with them enslaved as well. And why specifically the right hand, with no offense to those who are left-handed? Because of the pasuk that we say in Hallel from Tehillim Kuf Yud Chet, Yamin Hashem Osa Chayil, the right hand of Hashem does mighty deeds. So use your right hand, Hashem, to save Bnei Israel. Pasuk Chet. Elokim diber bekotcho e'eloza achalka shchem ve'emek sukot amaded. Hashem once spoke in his holiness, let me exult and share out Shechem, and the valley of Sukkot I shall measure. Radak notes that these places are specifically in the Nachala or portion of Ephraim, where Avner had first established Ishboshet, the son, the only son of Shaul, as king after Shaul dies. David wants to rule over the entire land of Israel, so he is specifically referring to places that had been considered Ishboshet. Alternatively, we can use the explanation of Ibn Ezra that God has promised my kingdom, David is saying, that it will last forever, unlike Shaul's. Pasuk Tet, Li Gilad v'li Menashe, v'Ephraim ma'oz roshi, Yehuda mechokekai. Mine is Gilad, mine is Menashe, and Ephraim my foremost stronghold, Yehuda my scepter. How else can we look at this long list of names, of Shvatim, of nations, in this pasuk and the one to follow? What do they stand for? The Yalkut Shimoni offers the following reasons. First of all, they could be a list of different enemies from within Bnei Israel and some from without. Gilad can refer to Achav, the king of Israel, from the northern kingdom, who was killed at Ramot Gilad. Ephraim can refer to Yeravam, the first king of the northern kingdom, who, as part of his quote-unquote improvements in the northern kingdom, introduces a temple at Dan and at Beit El with Agalim, with calves, as an alternative for Bnei Israel. Instead of having to go to Yerushalayim to worship Hashem, they would use these. And obviously, these items became a way for them to begin to do Avodah Zarah. Edom can refer to Doeg HaEdomi. We have been hearing a lot about him and the slander he told and how his words led to the massacre of the Kohanim of Nov. It can also stand for how Hashem saves and protects us and the miracles that he does for us. Gilad can refer to Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi from Toshavei Gilad and the Triat HaMidim, the revival of the dead that he did for the son of the widow. Menashe can refer to the tshuva that Menashe, one of the worst kings of Yehuda, did before he died. Ephraim can refer to the son of Tocha, the son of Tzuf, who can testify that I, Hashem, granted Chana, her son, Shmuel. The Radak offers this idea for the list. It can refer to the order in which Hashem will gather the nations back for Kibbutz Galiot, for the ingathering of the nations. And Hashem will start with Gilad because of the chesed that the people of Yavesh Gilad did for Shaul and his sons. Shaul and his sons had been murdered, they had been left out, their bodies were hung up, and the people of Yavesh Gilad risked their lives going under the cover of darkness across the Yarden to retrieve the bodies that had been left and to bring them back to the other side of the Yarden, to Yavesh Gilad, to make sure they got a proper burial. Pasuk Yud, Moav sir rachtzi al Edom ashlich na'ali, alai pleshet hitro a'ai. Moav is my wash basin, upon Edom I fling my sandal, over pleshet I shout exultant. The wash basin, sir rachtzi, is clearly a derogatory term. The sandal, throwing of shoe, can also be seen as derogatory. Even though it is listed after Edom, can it refer to Moav? And specifically the Shlof Na'al, the removing of the shoe that we see at the end of Megillat Rut? That is when Boav removes his shoe and with it redeems the land that was Kilion's and Mahlon's and then marries Rut from Moav. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Mi Yovileni Ir Matzor Minachane Ad Edom, who will lead me to the besieged town, who will guide me to Edom. Listen to the play on words. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, we have Ir Matzor, a besieged town, and Edom, a country. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, we're going to have the word Mitzar, a foe, and Adam, a person. Pasuk Yud Bet, though, in the meantime, Halo Ata Elokim Zenachtanu, have you not, O God, abandoned us? You do not sally forth, V'lotetze Elokim B'tzivotenu, God, you have not sallied forth with our armies. Havalanu Ezrat Mitzar, V'shav Teshuot Adam. Again, the play on words in Yud Gimel, God, help us against the foe Mitzar. When rescued by man, Adam is in vain. Pasuk Yud Dalet, Be'elokim Na'aseh Chayel V'hu Yavus Tzareinu. Through God we shall gather strength, and he will stamp out our foes. What is the main idea of this mizmor that discusses leadership and military victories? First, a leader needs to unite his people against a common cause. This is an area in which David HaMelech excelled, especially in contrast to the generations of Shoftim who preceded him and who were unable to unite the tribes. And this can also be a way to see the long list. Pasuk Tet, Li Gilad, Veli Menashe, Ve'Ephraim, Ma'oz, Roshi, Yehuda, Mechok, Ki, that these were all different Shvatim that David was finally able to unite and bring together as one strong nation. The second idea is that sometimes it is through suffering that we learn to place our faith. Pasuk Yud Bet, Halo Ata Elokim Zenachtanu, Velo Tetze Elokim B'tzivotenu, have you not, O God, abandoned us? God, you no longer march out with our forces, and that ultimately, after we have sinned and we have learned and recognized what we have done and turned back to Hashem, we can then rely on him. Pasuk Yud Dalet, Be'elokim Na'aseh Chayel V'hu Yavus Tzareinu. Through God we shall triumph valiantly, and he will trample our enemies. Two phrases of note. The first, that one of these is very common for us from the end of the Amidah, from the Shmona Esrei, Pasuk Zayin, L'man Yechaltzun Yedidecha Hoshia Yemincha Va'aneni. So that Hashem, your friends, your beloved, will be set free. Rescue with your right hand and answer us. This is right after we conclude the last bracha of the Amidah Shmona Esrei, the bracha of Shalom, before we begin the final petition of Elokai Netzor Lashoni Me'ra, God, save my tongue, my voice, from saying bad things. The explanation of the Targum Ketuvim can help explain why it is recited at this point, and this is how the Targum translates the pasuk. Because of the merit of Yitzchak, those who love you will be delivered. Redeem with your right hand because of the piety of Yaakov, and accept my prayer. That we are indeed ending Shmona Esrei as we began, with a petition to Zechut Avot, to Magen Avot, to look to our forefathers for inspiration and to protect us. The second pasuk of note is pasuk Vav. Natata lireacha nes litnoses mipnei koshet sela. You gave to those who fear you a banner for rallying because of the truth. There are two ways to explain this pasuk. In the words of the Yalkut Shimoni, the nes is a nisayon, a test that Hashem gives those who fear him, yirecha. Nisayon achar nisayon, gidulin achar gidulin, a test after test, linsotam ba'olam, to test them in this world, legadlam be'olam haba, and to make them great in the world to come. Like a flag on a ship, it is a banner we can hold high, mipnei koshet sela, so that the Midat HaDin will be seen as true. That if the Umot HaOlam, the nations of the world, will complain, why does so-and-so get rich and so-and-so get poor? It seems to be arbitrary. Hashem can raise up, like a flag on a pole, the Nisyonot, the tests that each one went through, Lekashet, Le'emet, to substantiate what he is doing. This reflects the power of Nisayon to show others the extent to which Yirei Hashem will act. But a nisayon also works for the individual to bring out the latent powers and show you what you can do. And this can also be what David HaMelech is teaching us in this Michtam Lelamed. There are times when you are faced with trouble, nothing but trouble in front of you, trouble in back of you. The way to survive is by uniting together against the forces that are trying to bring you down. By placing God in your center and by Shushan Ha'idut, standing straight like a rose in the storm, looking upright at Edut Hashem, the testimony of Hashem. And by turning to Hashem, we will see the banner, the victory flag, held high. Nes lihitnoses, why mipnei koshet sela? The truth that is of God lasts forever. Thank you for studying together. Li'ilui Nishmat Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bat Chaim Leib.